We are joined right now by a senior writer for Golf Channel. He is Rex number 7. He is on site in France for the Ryder Cup. Golf Channel will replay day one of the Ryder Cup tonight from 8 p.m. to midnight Eastern. NBC Sports will air live coverage Saturday from 3 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then Sunday singles matches from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. So you are covered. Rex Hoggard is my guest. Rex, it is so good to have you back. How are you? How was your day?
France is awesome, man. I mean, Paris is beautiful, and oh yeah, there was a good match going on today, in case you didn't notice. It's been a lot of fun.
No, I did notice, and Paris is awesome. All right, so before we get to the carnage of the afternoon session, Rex, take a step back and take a look at the big picture for a minute. First off, how would you describe the course at Lake Golf National, and what impact does that have on the two teams?
Well, you've got to give the European Tour and European captain Thomas Bjorn credit. They've set up a course that plays into their strength, which is driving accuracy. It's good ball striking. I mean, we saw it particularly this afternoon in the foursome sessions. You put a guy like Phil Mickelson, who's had a very good year, but let's face it, Phil doesn't drive the ball straight. And he put his partner Bryson DeChambeau in a lot of trouble this afternoon, and I think you saw it across the board. I think the general consensus is the Americans are bombers. They love to play golf courses in the United States, which sort of prompt you to do that type of thing, and the Europeans weren't going to have any part of it. So give them full credit for setting up a golf course that was going to take away the American strength and give it the best opportunity to the Europeans. It's an awesome course. I play golf for fun, though, and that does not look like a fun golf course if you're offline.
Rex Hoggard joining us. All right, I'm going to follow you up on that in 1 minute, but let me ask you this. One of the issues for the American team has been the complete inability to win in Europe. Everybody's got their theories as to why that is. How would you explain it, Rex?
Well, I think part of that is what I just said. I think the European Tour is really good at sort of making the most of their home field advantage. I mean, the crowds around the first tee this morning, they were unbelievable, and they were like that all day long, and it's hard to get away from them. And I know certain players, Patrick Reed immediately comes to mind, really loves that atmosphere, but it wears on you after a while, and I think that's part of the conversation. And the other half is, these are about as two evenly matched teams as I've ever seen. This is my 7th Ryder Cup, and I don't remember ever going down lineups like I have this week thinking each one of these could be a coin flip, that there's no clear advantage for either team. And well, I really believe what we're going to end up with is one team will have a 1-point, 2-point lead going into Sunday, and that's going to decide it, because I don't know that either team is going to be able to run away with it.
Rex Hoggard is a senior writer for GolfChannel.com. He is live. He is covering the Ryder Cup. Going back to Patrick Reed, Rex, Tiger and Reed was the only American pairing to lose this morning. What do you make of that combination?
It kind of looked good on paper, and I understood where Jim Furyk, the American captain, was coming from. I think Jordan Spieth and Patrick had made a great pairing. I mean, if you look at their record, it's absolutely phenomenal when you consider how young they are in their Ryder Cup career. But I think Jim saw an opportunity to break things up a little bit, and I think Tiger was, at least on paper, a perfect fit for Patrick. I mean, Patrick brought so much energy to it, and he really thrived on the emotion of it. And then you put a guy like Tiger Woods next to him, and you would have thought that that would have carried him forward. But both of those guys came out flat this morning. And, you know, you don't want to say that one or the other is default. I just don't think either one of them meshed very well. I'd be really surprised to see them back out together, simply because it just doesn't seem like a very good fit.
Rex Hoggard, my guest. All right, we'll see if they go back out. But listen, at the same time, it was still a very, very productive morning. The U.S. won by 6 points 2 years ago at Hazeltine, and then there was a ton of momentum coming into this week, especially when you looked at the rosters. Now, I know, I hear what you're saying, that they are evenly matched, but when you look at the rosters and you look at the way things started off this morning, they get off to that 3-1 start. At that point, what were you thinking when they started so well?
Well, it's a dream start for Jim Furyk and his team, because as you pointed out, it's been 25 years since they've won on foreign soil. I mean, if you look at the makeup of this team now, I mean, nearly one-third of the team were in diapers the last time the United States won on over here in Europe. And I think that's a huge mental block for them. So for them to get off to that good start was very, very encouraging. It seems like Jim Furyk had come up with a couple of pairings that we were a little surprised by. I think putting JT, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth together was an inspired move. I would fully expect to see them again. And then Ricky Fowler and DJ turned out to be a very strong pairing. So they took a lot from that morning. It was a familiar story in the afternoon, though.
Yeah, but Rex, I mean, as familiar as it was, there have been issues in the afternoon. But even then, the European team had never whitewashed the Americans like they did in the afternoon. Exactly what the hell happened in the afternoon for the Americans?
Foursomes, I mean, alternate shot just absolutely kills the Americans for some reason. And I kind of jokingly wrote earlier that the American Task Force, which is credited for good reason for turning things around and leading to that victory in 2016, maybe they should have introduced some sort of foursomes curriculum to potential players coming up from the ranks right now, because it's just a format that the Americans just can't seem to figure out. And you look at how well the Europeans played. I just did the math. I think the four European twosomes that played this afternoon in foursomes play were a combined 4 under par. The four American twosomes were 11 over par. Hmm. I mean, it was amazing difference. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, but Rex Harbor joining us. I mean, the thing is, it wasn't just that the Americans were struggling, and yet European players like Rory, who did not have a good morning, that suddenly were on fire. How were they able to turn it around so quickly?
I think for some reason they feed off this format. I think the same thing it does to the Americans, it makes them a little bit tighter, it makes them a little bit nervous. It seems like you're constantly apologizing to your partner because you're putting them in a bad position. The Europeans seem to thrive on it. They seem to love the opportunity of the challenge, and you have these ready-made pairings. I mean, Henrik Stenson and Justin Rose have always been good at this, but coming into this week, Henrik's been hurt. You weren't quite sure if he was going to be a good fit. You weren't quite sure if they were even going to end up together. And they absolutely roll in the first match out. As you pointed out, Rory really struggled this morning. He didn't play well. I walked with that match. He was down on himself. He had slumped shoulders. And yet you put him with Ian Poulter in that format, and it just seems to inspire them.
All right, so when you mentioned that he was down on himself, he turned it around. Talking about Jim Furyk, what do you think that he is going to say to the team, or what did he say to the team after today's afternoon session, and what's your sense as to the mood among the American players right now?
I really think Jim Furyk is going to go down as one of the better American captains of a generation, and that's including Davis Love, who I thought did a brilliant job in 2016 and in 2012. But he has a message. He has stayed on his message all week long, and my guess is he goes into the team room this afternoon, and it's pretty simple. It's ignore the noise. Don't pay attention. You're going to hear everyone talking about it being 25 years, what you and I are discussing. You're going to hear about how we struggle in the foursomes format. But I think he really wants them to look at themselves and realize that you are the best players in the world. Now, the team we have right now, I think you can make a really good argument, is the best American team, at least in a generation. We have the world number one. We have Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas. We have so many major championship winners. And Tiger Woods is back on form. So I think he tries to make them realize that you lost the momentum this afternoon. You lost the lead this afternoon. But there's still an opportunity tomorrow. And that's what players like this live for.
Rex Harbor joining us from France. He's covering the Ryder Cup live. Rex, before you go, you mentioned Spieth. How does Spieth look to you right now on the course?
He looked a lot more comfortable this morning, in the four-ball session than I remember him looking before he got bounced out of the playoffs. He was a big question mark to me coming into this. I mean, let's face it, this has been an off year for him. And he was probably going to put a lot of pressure on making this a good end to the year. And the only way he could do that is to perform here. I think it's been an inspired pairing, putting him and Justin together. And he played really, really well. He did what Jordan Spieth normally does this morning. He made a lot of putts, chipped in. He got the crowd quiet, and I think that's one of the things that he truly relishes.
Hey, Rex, help me with this. There seems to be a tradition that European players who are not exactly household names just suddenly turn into monsters at the Ryder Cup. Exactly how does that happen?
Well, I think when you put in the best example of this, and I wrote it earlier in the week, and we always talk about there's going to be a European rookie that suddenly is going to become a household name in the United States, and I picked Tommy Fleetwood. By the way, I also picked Phil Mickelson to be the man of the match. I'm far from perfect on this front, but I really feel like Tommy Fleetwood had the game to come here. He wasn't going to get overwhelmed by the moment. He plays really well with the partner they put him with, who is Francesco Molinari. They may be the strongest European pairing, and that's phenomenal when you sit and think about how many strong pairings they have down that team. But, I mean, actually, I just got the pairing. So they are going to go out tomorrow, and they're going to go back out against Tiger Woods and Patrick Reed. And it'll be a huge test for him. And he has performed at every level. I don't expect for a minute to see him not perform again tomorrow.
All right, so finally, if you've got the pairings in front of you, are there any strategic changes that Furyk is looking to make to start, or is it a matter of the Americans just playing better than they did?
I think because of the success they had this morning, we ended up with virtually the same pairing. So, yeah, Brooks Koepka with Tony Finau. They won the first match out this morning. They looked very solid together. DJ and Ricky, they performed really well in the four-ball session, as I said. Tiger Woods and Patrick Reed, and then Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas in the anchor match. I think those were his strongest pairings coming into this week. He knows he has to pick up momentum again. He knows he needs to make the most of the four-ball session, which is what the Americans excel at.
He is a senior writer for Golf Channel, Rex number 7. He's had a long day, doing a great job. He is on site in France, live for the Ryder Cup. Rex, my man, that is one of your truly great hits on this show. I really appreciate you doing that. Thanks so much. Great job.
Thanks, Jim. See you, man.
You got it, Rex. Have a great weekend. Well done. Golf Channel is all over this. They're going to replay day one of the Ryder Cup tonight from 8 p.m. midnight Eastern. 8 p.m. to midnight Eastern. NBC Sports coverage, where live coverage Saturday from 3 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then you've got the Sunday singles matches from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m.